Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. That's why when it comes to hard work, nothing works harder than a Chevy Silverado. No wonder Chevy Silverado is the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Check out a new Silverado at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
This is John Williams. Every Saturday morning, I listen to Lou Manfredini, Mr. Fix-It. And I say to my wife, Brenda, Brenda, we got to do the stuff Lou's talking about. And then every Sunday morning, I say to Brenda, what did we do yesterday?
Hey, I hear that, John Williams. Now back to Lou on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Today I don't feel like doing anything. I just want to lay in my bed.
Yeah, yeah.
It's 7:48 in the morning, Lou Manfredini, the Mr. Fix-It Show. Time now for our Noodaloo 2, which I think is awesome. And if you're a gardener, you really have to listen. And we're going to, you know, the thing is that I've already committed the Noodaloo 2 to Veronica because she is such a gardener. And then we're going to come back and get a review from her. She's going to be gone for a couple weeks, but when she comes back, we're going to get a review on how she likes it.
Good.
All right. Take a listen to our Noodaloo 2.
Oh. Here you go. One of my favorite things to do lately, now that the sun is shining, is to get outside and enjoy
There's a multi-trimmer
my yard.
Too.
After city living for a number of years, I love having a backyard now, and I'm learning about so many fun tools to tend to it. Well, this summer, Black & Decker has announced two new corded gardening tools, the Garden Cultivator and the 4-in-1 Multi-Trimmer. Getting your soil ready for planting is one of the essential tasks for gardeners, and a garden cultivator, or a tiller, makes the job a little less laborious. Black & Decker's new garden cultivator has 50% greater cultivating depth that efficiently breaks up that soil to allow water and nutrients to reach the plant roots, while counter-oscillating tines prevent weeds from tangling up. It's got a nice and soft grip, an adjustable handle, and an upright design that makes it easy to prepare bare patches in your lawn before seeding. Also, the 4-in-1 multi-trimmer features, get this, a handheld shear shrubber, a pole shear shrubber, say that three times fast, handheld grass shear, and a pole grass shear. The 135-degree pivoting head adjusts to 10 different angles, while the extended length pole reaches up to 10 feet. There's a 9-inch trimming blade that allows detailed pruning of bushes and shrubs, and then a 6-inch shear blade that offers precision trimming of grass around flower beds, walkways, and posts. Bam! Your yard is waiting for you. Go show it some love! You can find out more at blackanddecker.com. I'll put all the information, as usual, up on Lou's Mr. Fix-It page, on WGNradio.com, also up on his Facebook page, and also up on VibeScore. Download that free app on your iPhone and vibe about it. That's this week's New to Lose 2.
I know that the big trend now with all of these garden tools is that they're cordless, which is really nice. But the corded products still have the most power.
Really?
I mean, it's just a matter of physics, right? You're pumping 120 volts through it. And when you come to cordless tools, the more volts, the stronger it is. So you've got these tools that are 40 volt and, you know, 30 volt, which are good size. But this bad boy right here, Veronica?
I feel like you have to fix them less, too, when they're corded.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it is. We actually have, I think we rent it at our hardware store. Oh, I got the cord. So this is what you got to be careful about, catching the cord in the cultivator. Hold on, don't turn it on yet. There you go.
Oh, that would have been just nasty. Here's this broken thing, Veronica.
Yeah, here, take this. I'm cultivating right here.
Look at that.
So it's like, it's two little, how would I describe it? Two what?
Like claws.
They're like claws, but they're pointed down. So there's four different blades, and they oscillate back and forth, back and forth. Not circular like a blender, and they're probably about 6 inches long.
It's like a giant beater.
It's like a giant beater, mm-hmm. right? But it goes back and forth instead of circular. And the whole idea is that while all the espoma that I love, it's like a good back scratch. That's it. Espoma organic fertilizer. It's like a good back scratch for your plants. That's it.
I like that.
Right, Kevin, are you listening? Okay.
You look like you could be an extra in Ghostbusters or something.
It kind of has that look to it, yeah. But it's, you know, the head is pretty heavy. But my point was, we have an electric tiller that I believe is Black & Decker that we rent at our hardware store, and I used it, and I was amazed at the amount of power. Now, it has a protective, and this one does too, circuit that if you overload it, it'll stop. But once you get your plants going, you're the gardener, right? You love the asparagus, right? You go in with this thing around your plants occasionally, so and you still do the fertilizer, or you do this and then you do the fertilizer because you loosen up the soil. Oh, my gosh. You're going to be like, you're going to walk around, her thumb's going to be so big she won't be able to get out of the way.
You know what I like about that is that it doesn't go in a circular motion because then things, as right. I heard you say, would get tangled.
Correct. Right. So, and that what's nice is then you have control, even if you wanted to just go down in a certain area. And the fact that, you know, they're about 6-inch tines, the roots, you know, of established plants should be deeper than that, and you won't damage it. This is awesome. How much?
That is $89.
That's a deal.
Wow,
that
is a deal. Cultivar.
And then the multi trimmer, which we didn't bring the samples in, the 4-in-1 handheld shears, pole shear shrubber, handheld grass shear, and a pulled grass shear as well with a pivoting head, which is really cool. That is a great investment. $89, $99 You'll have that forever.
It looks really light. I didn't get to touch it because you were chasing Sam with it.
Oh, right, exactly. Yeah. He, did you hear how he ran like a little girl?
I heard the scream.
It's like, I'm wearing flip-flops.
Is that what he said?
No, he's not even listening. He's like doing sports. It's not super light.
Mm-hmm.
But the head, the weight is all in the head. So when you put it on the ground and the handle is adjustable, you'll do fine.
Okay.
When you get back from your trip, you're going to give us
unbridled, biased
opinion of what's going on.
If I can lift a weed whacker, then I can lift this thing.
Oh, yeah.
If you can lift those giant dogs that live in your house, you lift those?
Well, that's tough.
Yeah, well, this is nothing, believe me. 7:55 in the morning, we'll take a quick break and be back right after this.